This is an article written for the Marine Corps Association, Leatherneck Magazine, Quantico, Virginia. It's entitled, An Interview with a Patriot. Copyright, Marine Corps Association, Leatherneck Magazine, 2005. The piece is read by the author, Bud Hennings. The text can be found at Leatherneck's website. The easiest way to acquire it would probably be put Leatherneck Magazine in your search engine. It would take you right to the June 2005 issue, and then just punch in current issue. That would take you to the article. An Interview with a Patriot. While heading to the office, I encountered a most fascinating subject just as I was in search of a patriot for a June 14 Flag Day article. She was bright and cheerful, intelligent and wise, with one of the most remarkable memories I had ever encountered. Her knowledge of her family was either the most eloquent myth I had ever heard, or, as she said, she was part of the most patriotic family in the history of the United States. When I asked if any of her family ever had served in the U.S. Armed Forces, she replied, "Oh yes, certainly. I had some distant relatives who served prior to the Revolution, but I'm a direct descendant of a veteran of the War for Independence." I was impressed and asked, "Do you know where?" She answered, "Oh yes, 1777 in Philadelphia." From there, my relative went everywhere, from Massachusetts to Yorktown. "Anywhere else?" I asked. She said, "Well, if you want to count England and France, there too." I couldn't believe what I was hearing, so I asked, "With whom?" Her response came quickly, "With John Paul Jones, embarked in the Ranger and the Bonhomme Richard." Then she began to cry. Finding such a quotable source at Deadline was too good to be true, but her tears caused me alarm. Nevertheless, I asked, "Anywhere else?" She snapped back, "Yes, the Bahamas." Satisfied, I asked with whom her relative served, and received a reply, "The United States Marines." "Wow, but why are you crying? How can you be so sad with all those patriots in your family?" "Because it seems as if no one cares. I hate to brag, but my relatives have served in every conflict since our nation began. They stood against France during the late 1700s. Then again against the Barbary pirates. They stood at Tippecanoe and against the British during the War of 1812. "You still haven't told me why you are so sad," I said, again unsure whether I was speaking with a history major or a patriot. She replied, "Because I'm heading for another celebration. The family gets together every year on June 14, but at times it is depressing." "Why?" I persisted. "Have you seen how so many people treat the flag with such disrespect? It's disgusting and unbecoming of an American. Back when my relative served in the 1800s and early 1900s, if anyone showed disrespect to the flag, the U.S. Navy and Marines arrived to demand an apology. Now, I don't expect to see the Marines show up at a baseball game, but then again, their presence might end the practice of ignoring the Star-Spangled Banner." "And that makes you sad?" I asked. "You bet it does. If they only realized how it hurts, and not only at games, look around and you will see the flag is pasted on garbage cans and on the seats of pants. I've even seen Marines in civilian clothes not stand and place their right hand over their heart when the flag passes. The respect for some is gone, but I hope not forever. Americans must remember how much that flag has done for everyone and what it stands for." "Give me an example," I said. It didn't take a second before she said, "Well, in recent days, let's take the liberation of France during World War I and the liberation of Europe and the Pacific during World War II. Oh, And I think we can add the salvation of South Korea. In between, we can add the halt of the expansion of the Iron Curtain. Throughout all that, we help bring relief to countless countries that sustain national disasters. She continued blurting out the good deeds of the flag, so I gave her my attention as she continued. And let's not forget South Vietnam. The cause, like that in Korea, was to stem the spread of communism, and that was done. In fact, the troops under the flag never lost a major battle during the entire conflict. Did you have relatives in all those conflicts too? I asked. She smiled and said, yes, and I'm the youngest. I was born on July 4th, 1960. I was somewhat confused again and asked, did I misunderstand? Did you serve too? She replied, I'm still on active duty and will be for a long time to come. You see, I'm from a special family and all my relatives were born on the 4th of July. This was one terrific interview and would definitely get me a pay raise. So I inquired, in appreciation for all your help, I was wondering, is there anything I could get you for your birthday? She replied, oh, thank you, but it's today. But then again, if you insist, there is something you could do for me, and it would be a splendid present for me and all my relatives that follow. What is it? What can I do? I asked. You could let everyone know that their flag deserves respect. It is, you know, the flag that has preserved the liberty that permits someone to even abuse the flag. It seemed like a reasonable request, but then I paused and said, wait a minute, I thought you said your birthday was on the 4th of July. How can today also be your birthday? Oh, that's easy, she replied. We celebrate my birthday across the land on June 14th. But that's Flag Day, I said. She wiped her tears, put on her cloak of red, white, and blue, and said, yes, I know. I am the flag. Sure, I know that flags can't talk, but if they could, I'm sure that you would hear. Have a great Flag Day, and don't forget to honor the flag. When you honor the flag, you honor all that is good about democracy and America.